issue of trafficking, child exploitation, is a phenomenon that we're taking very seriously at UNWTO. The infrastructure of the tourism industry can and is being used in some cases to commit some of these crimes. Of course, tourism all in all is a force for good, and we can't allow for these things to continue to skirmish neither the image nor commit these crimes as they were. So we do admit, we do confess that, yes, some of these violations are taking place.
To what extent is trafficking a central part of this particular child exploitation issue?
Well, trafficking is in the heart of this thing, and that's why last March we, UNESCO and UNODC, the UN Organization for Office for Drugs and Crimes, launched an anti-trafficking campaign. Of course, human trafficking, artifacts, wildlife, illicit drugs, counterfeit goods, all of these are issues that can be promoted and can be misused by the infrastructure of tourism, and we're very much aware of this.
What can WTO do given that situation?
Well, we're doing two things. We're first of all raising awareness on part of everybody, on part of the authorities, on part of the travelers, on part of the businesses, that these things are not permissible at all. They cannot be tolerated in any possible way. But the second thing is we're working on the level of trying to raise the level of the legislations, the regulations, and the level of their implementations on the ground to a level that is compatible with modern-day human rights and rule of law and respect to all what the 21st century expects of us as human beings.
Are tourists getting the message that it's totally unacceptable to exploit children they come into contact with?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every day is better than the day before, and we're making progress as we speak every day. This is not something that would be accomplished. All advocacy, all awareness campaigns do not achieve their goals overnight. I mean, it's an ongoing process, and yes, we do feel the effect of it, and we do feel that there are more and more people that are becoming aware of this and don't want to be part of it.